From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting another day of intense questioning faces the U.S. Supreme Court nominee. Nominee Neil Gorsuch is facing at least another day of direct questioning by a Senate panel today before members vote on whether to recommend his nomination to the full Senate. Gorsuch made his case before the Senate Judiciary Committee during a confirmation hearing yesterday. VOA's Michael Bowman was there.
Gorsuch told senators that no Trump administration official ever pressured him to promise how he would vote on hot-button issues that the high court could decide in coming years, and that he would have no trouble ruling against any party, including, presumably, the White House.
I don't believe in litmus tests for judges. No one in that process asked me for any commitments, any kind of promises about how I'd rule in any kind of case.
Gorsuch refused to speculate on how he might rule on many of Trump's controversial campaign promises, from a ban on Muslims entering the United States to reinstituting the use of torture techniques on terror suspects.
Democrats have portrayed Gorsuch as a pro-corporate jurist who would tilt the legal playing field against ordinary Americans and pressed him on cases in which he sided with large companies over their employees. We are getting word now into the VOA newsroom that loud bangs similar to gunfire have been heard outside Britain's parliament on people who were, and two people were seen being treated inside the gates by medical staff. That according to the Reuters news service. A parliamentary clerk told Reuters two people had been shot, no official confirmation from the police. Make sure you stay with us here on VOA on all of our platforms for the latest information. This is VOA.